Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Now, in the last census in 2022, there was a 187% increase in the number of people identifying as religion-less. But is this beginning to change? Because we're posing the question today, are Irish young people starting to revert back to faiths, and how has social media played a part in this? Well, our producer, Leanne, is with me in studio to talk to me about this. Good morning to you, Leanne.
Good morning.
This kind of surprised me, to be honest with you, but is this a fact? Is this happening?
I think so. It kind of all started, I'd say, about a month ago. So well-known social media personalities have come out with their Road to Damascus moments where they've reverted back to religion. So one in particular was a Northern Irish influencer called Ged. So he came out with his story and he was expecting a lot of backlash, but instead a lot of people actually came out and said, well, I am very spiritual or religious, and it's something now people are feeling more comfortable talking about. So that kind of stirred the debate online. The difference between maybe modern spirituality and religion and kind of the traditional sense of religion that we do see in Ireland.
And tell me about the fashion aspect of this as well, because that's kind of interesting too. Are young women wearing headscarves? We used to call them mantillas years ago. Are they wearing something like that again?
Yeah, so it's one of the other things that kind of came out of this conversation online. So some women have decided now to veil again when they're saying prayers. So they said for them, when they put on the veil, they're kind of in a zone where they're kind of reflecting on what's going on in their life, or it makes them focus more on the prayers. I think this also had a lot of kind of back and forth online about, are we going backwards or is this something that will come back? But for some people, it seems to be, for young people especially, they feel like when they put this on, they're kind of back in a zone where they can reflect.
And do they see themselves as Catholic or Protestant or Jewish or whatever? Or is it this notion of spirituality? I mean, do they believe in a particular God, I suppose, is what I'm saying to you?
I think from what it seems to be, there's a lot of people who would have been maybe baptised Catholic but don't exactly identify with organised religion. So they don't feel like the church, the Catholic Church, the way it is at the moment, really connects with young people or is inclusive enough. So a lot of them are kind of going to non-denominational groups. So these have been set up around the country where any Christians can go. There's not one set church over it, so it gives them a place to maybe pray and reflect without feeling like they are kind of stuck to the guidelines of one specific church.
Right, but is it Bible based, Leanne?
Yeah, so it's kind of other people's interpretation of the Bible. So what it seems to be, what people are coming forward is that the Bible was written at a time where maybe like men were working, women were in the home, about 2,000 years ago. So they're saying, well, it doesn't exactly fit society now, so we're going to take what's written but we're going to adapt it to life today.
There's also that notion that younger people are not drinking, for example, or giving up drinking. Is that tied into this in some way?
I think especially from the people I would know, it's a massive thing lately where I was in the pub the other night and one in four people I'd say that I spoke to have stopped drinking. So a lot of it is, I think, due to COVID, where people were drinking a lot at home. Then they got out of COVID, they were out every single night and they felt like they kind of lost in life. They didn't know where they were, where they were going. So a lot of people have actually in the last year taken a step back and stopped drinking to try and work, especially it comes up on their mental health, to get themselves back to a place where they feel like they're going somewhere in life. They feel like they have a focus point. So I think that it all does tie in with people wanting to feel like they're part of something, or wanting to feel like they can kind of find their purpose.
It's kind of interesting, even though I can't help being cynical about it to some degree, because like, is it the fashionable thing to be doing now at the moment, to have this spiritual aspect to your life and to be saying, you know, well, I'm abstaining from whatever, you know?
I think that for a lot of people, there's a lot of fear around it as well. I think that especially in Ireland, a lot of people don't feel like the Catholic Church have represented them. There's a lot of people who look at the church and they have a lot of negativity, like I think generational trauma, especially from some of the things that have happened. So a lot of people are kind of trying to figure out the difference between being religious and being part of an organised religion. So I think people are kind of apprehensive to come out and say, OK, I am religious. But I think when one person does it, especially someone with loads of followers online, a lot of other people maybe who are kind of back and forth in their head feel more comfortable coming forward with their story.
You're wearing a crucifix.
I am.
So what does that say?
Well, for me, I would consider myself both spiritual and religious. I would consider...
Well, what does that mean now?
So for me, I was baptized Catholic. I would have very strong... I'd be very, like, religious. In my everyday life, I would have my little things, like, bless myself, passing a graveyard, passing a church. If I see an ambulance, I'd have my... say my prayers. I'd find great faith in, like, having something in life that I can even fall back on and be like, no, everything happens for a reason, even when things are tough. Then I suppose on the spiritual side, I'd believe as well, like, you kind of, energy is massive. What you put out there is what comes back, and kind of trying to be as positive as possible. So I think for me, it's like that, where I don't necessarily always identify with some of the teachings from organized religion. I think society has moved on. And I think it's just finding a place in modern life where these are the things that work in my life. These are the things that are feasible for me to do. And it puts me in a good place.
You had an unfortunate incident in your life where you had an accident. Did that trigger this in some way, or were you always prone to being spiritual or religious?
I think I grew up, especially my nanny, she was always very good. She had great faith, and I always saw her as the happiest person. Like, she is such a happy person. She's so content in life. And I thought it was
because
just...
Because of her faith.
Because of her faith. Yeah. And I think it's lovely, like, even some of my friends mightn't understand it. And even for me, I'd always say to them, I'll light a candle for you. And they'd always say, go away, Leanne, with that. But now if they're having a bad day, that I'll get a text and they'll be like, Leanne, would you light a candle for me? You know, it's kind of... I think we've come, like, we respect it so much. But I think for me, especially when I was younger, I would have got very badly bullied in school. And I kind of think for myself, coming out of that, even as an adult, you're kind of like, if I'm not a victim, what am I? You know, if I'm not constantly waiting to be bullied, if you kind of have a defence with you. And I think for me, especially having faith and getting through that, allowed me to sit back even now and be like, do you know what? I don't have any anger towards these people. I think for me, it's more like, I hope that they find what they were missing. I hope that they get to a good place where they don't feel like they have to treat someone like that again. And especially even when I had an accident, I hurt my back very badly. I think for me, it was nice in my head to be like, you know, everything happens for a reason. This is not great right now. But when I came out of it, I was like, if that happened, it happened. I wouldn't be who I am now. So I think for me, it was more of a positive thing that it gave me the assurance to be like, there's a plan. Like, it's going to be okay.
And were you ever cross about that? I mean, did you ever get to the point of saying, well, why me? You know, why...
I don't think so. I think on the bad days especially, you're kind of, it's not great and you feel a bit down about it. But I think it, like, everyone needs something. Everyone needs something in their life to look forward to. I think having something there is brilliant. And for me, it kind of kept me positive. It kept me in a place where I'm like, you know what, it's not great right now, but I'm strong enough to get through this. And I did. And I can look back on it now and say it wasn't great, but it made me stronger today. And I like to think that my faith did have a part in that, that it kept me, for me especially, I know everyone's different, but for me it did keep me strong.
You have a particular fear of the dark side, and you're saying that that's kind of evident on the social media platforms at the moment. You don't even want to say the words. Sure you don't.
No, I think, and I know I am quite superstitious as well, but for me, I don't personally, I think it's given...
Right.
That negative energy, a place in my bubble.
Right. So if I say it, will that offend
that's
you?
Fine. Yeah,
that's okay. Okay. So you have a particular fear of people paying homage in some way to the devil and to Satan and to all of it. Look, I see you even flinching when I say that. But you really, really feel strongly about this, don't you?
I think so. I think especially for me, I'm about to sit my final degree in bioenergy. So it's all like energy healing and positive energy. And I think for me, my bubble is my safe space. And I like to think positive thoughts, especially with things I've gone through in life. I like to try and stay as positive as possible. And I don't like to give negativity a space. And I feel like it does sadden me. Like, I think that with everything that's gone on in Ireland, especially with the church, that children do act out. Do you know what I mean? They find a place somewhere else. And I don't know, I think it's something that's worrying, because I don't like to see it. I think that, like, it does come with some negative connotations. I know everyone has their own religion. They're completely entitled to that, and I respect all of them. But for me, it's something I'd be very weary of.
Right. Are there rumours going around about young people getting involved in this dark side of things in this county?
There is, yeah. I've heard stories now about, like, local parks at night and our children going out, young adults, eating, like, late at night and meeting up, kind of being like, putting the finger up to society, being like, this is what we do. And I've seen a lot of people even going to graveyards and, like, chanting. And
wow.
I was talking to a girl who actually did it, and she ended up on her way there. She wrote off her car. She was on her way to one of these meetings, and the intention was, like, the dark side and the dark will protect and kind of things like this. So I think it's scary, especially, like, when you don't know what you're delving into. I just wouldn't.
But it really is about young people searching in some way for some meaning maybe that they can't find in other places. Is that really what it's about?
I think so completely. I think with the way the church is in Ireland at the moment, there's so much talk about changes needing to be made to make it more inclusive. And I think that's what it is. Like certain people in certain minority groups or things like that, they mightn't feel like they're accepted and they feel like there's such a prejudice and a stereotype there. And I think that they just look for it in other places, groups that will accept them for maybe who they are and feel like it's not something they have to hide.
Yeah, listener says religion is good. It gives a sense of right and wrong. When you're down in life or you have a serious problem, people usually say some sort of prayer for help. I mean, that's pretty true. I mean, I'm envious of people who have a very strong faith because, you know, when you wake up in the middle of the night and all the demons are troubling you, there's solace there in some kind, you know?
I think so. I think for me, I found a great solace. I think it's nice on a bad day, like, to just go home and just, like, you know, feel like everything happens for a reason and being able to light a candle and sit down and say your prayers. And I think it's a time of reflection as well. And I think everyone in life should have something each day that makes them say, I'll be a better person today than I was tomorrow. Because none of us are perfect and it's all our first time here and we're all winging it. So I think it's nice to just be like, you know what? Maybe I said the wrong thing today. Maybe I wasn't as nice as I could have been. But I think it's like holding yourself to those morals and kind of for your own benefit, like having that relationship there for yourself.
I can see that Ali and I will have to behave ourselves more when we're around you. You must be horrified at some of what you hear because, of course, you know, I'm not sure if listeners will be aware, but there's a kind of a gallows humour, a dark humour about journalism and people who work in news and stuff. Does that offend you? Does that bother you?
Not at all. I think that's more traditional view. I think for me, the way I see it is it's my relationship with my religion. It's what I do in my everyday life. It's not like other people are acting like that. And yeah. I think that like life, it's modern life. It's completely different than how it used to be. And I think that you just kind of sometimes have to take things with a pinch of salt and be like, well, this is who I am. This is a joke. You know, they're so, this is completely different things.
So all in all, is this a good thing that that younger people might be looking for something, whether it's just a general spirituality or indeed to go back to, you know, the various churches or whatever?
I think so, but I think since it is coming through social media, there's going to be access to all different kind of things that they could be trying to find themselves in, be it light or dark, be it all these different groups. And I think that it is an opportunity for the church in Ireland especially to open up and be like, right, more inclusive, here is a place. I think especially with parents online, it's so important to kind of be careful of what your children are watching and kind of making sure that they're involved in safe things and they're finding things in a healthy way, regardless of what religion it is.
Well, well done you. One of our listeners saying you're inspirational. So there you go now.
Leanne, my day now.
Leanne, thanks very much indeed for that. Most interesting and good to talk to you. If you want to talk to Leanne, it's 1800 938 007. Gardening is coming up. If you have a gardening query, let's hear it, please. 083 311 3311.
Tip today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.